Now, when it comes to this dependence on the distance, you can ask, well, why is it the distance squared? Well, there were reasons for this that not just Newton, but other physicists of the time thought it's reasonable, because if I answer an argument that is not rigorous, it's just a guesswork, is that if the body that is exerting the force of gravity is spreading its influence through some kind of rays of influence, the number of rays piercing the surface of the sphere of radius d decreases with d as 1 over the surface area, that is 1 over distance squared. This is an example of so-called inverse square law. So in essence, it was at the time, it was a guess, a plausible guess. And it turned out that the guess was right. And it was right because by applying his laws of motion and the law of gravity, Newton was able to actually derive all three laws of motion that were established empirically by Johannes Kepler, right? And in the process, to be able to do that, to actually derive Kepler's laws from his laws of motion and the law of gravity, Newton also had to invent the calculus. So calculus was invented for purely practical reasons. He invented the new way of calculating the quantities so that he could deal with, say, continuous changes in the direction of a planet's velocity as it revolves around the sun. Turns out that calculus was developed at the same time, maybe a bit earlier, by another person, Leibniz, in Germany. And there was, of course, both were famous, and there was a feud between two of them, who was the first. And that lasted for years, okay? And then Newton, when he became the chief of the Royal Society, the head of the Royal Society, he said, okay, I'll allow a commission to decide who was the first, either Leibniz or me. And guess what? He appointed himself to the commission. And of course, decided that he was the first, right? So in spite of, you know, being incredibly bright scientist, a genius, he was a man of a very difficult personality. So that's something you should keep in mind, that if a person is a great scientist or a great actor or a great athlete, it does not necessarily mean they are good people.